A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
John Cole Burnett, és 27 éves vagyok, szóló zenész, gitáros, énekes, és most itt vagyok az A38-as hajón a zenekarommal. Ez egy ilyen nemzetközi zenekar, vannak tagok innen Magyarországról is benne, és Szlovákiából, ahonnan származom. Meghallgattam egy Beatles lemezt, mikor 14 vagy 15 éves voltam, és akkor azt mondtam, hogy hát én is ilyen szeretnék lenni. És akkor elkezdtem gitározni, szereztem egy gitárt, és akkor megtanultam eleinte Beatles dalokat, ilyesmi, és aztán elkezdtem írni saját dalokat is. Tulajdonképpen az a célom, hogy én olyan dalokat szerezzek, amit akárki meghallgathat, meg ami populáris, úgy szövegileg is nem túl komplikált, nem túl elvont, hanem szeretnék egy ilyen eladhatóbb stílust képviselni, ami mégiscsak a saját stílusom. Egyszerű dolgokról igyekszem írni, az életről, szerelemről, csajokról, ilyesmi. Nem nagyon szeretem a komplikált dolgokat, úgyhogy a zenémben is szeretek egyszerű lenni. 7 dalt fogunk előadni, és ezek új dalok, amelyek még csak a új lemezen fognak megjelenni.
We'll be right back. today I'm singing the blues. You don't believe me, but you should, 'cause I'm telling the truth. I've been searching for a girl. I've been searching for a girl just like you. We should be together, 'cause it's gonna be long.
was out of my head. I promise you, baby, I'll never, never, never gonna hurt you again. I promise you, darling, my beautiful future.
Sokat gyakorolok a eleinte még napi 5-6 órát is, meg mindig ezzel foglalkozom, meg más hangszereken is gyakorolok. Példaképpen például John Mayer és Eric Clapton. De bármit meghallgatok, hát minden, ami jó, az rám inspiráló hatással van. De nem szeretnék mondjuk olyan lenni, mint a többi gitáros, hogy túl sokat játszani, hanem inkább én bevettem egy szaxofonost a zenekarba, és akkor bizonyos szólókat inkább egy másik hangszer játszan, amit eredetileg egy gitár játszana, hogy mégis olyan, mégis más legyen, mint a minden gitárzene.
It's been a long time since last time. Tonight, oh.
Norwich is on the east of England, and it's mainly just famous for mustard. That's pretty much it. But there's some great bands in Norwich. There's a really, really good punk rock scene. So that's where, like me and all my friends' bands that come out of Norwich, we're all punk rock bands pretty much. And there's been some good ones. It's great. It's like the punk scene's brilliant in Norwich. I grew up in Peterborough, which is about 2 hours north of Norwich, which was it's quite a rough city. It's like a lot of fights and stuff there. So we started all like our punk rock bands there when we were children, and then I moved to Cambridge and then to Norwich, and I've just stayed in Norwich because it's great. Love it. When I was younger, I started playing in ska bands with my brother, who played, he was on trumpet, and we played ska bands, and we played some good shows, played with the Specials and the Beat and stuff like that. It was cool. And then we split up and we just didn't do it anymore, and I didn't have a band and I just had to keep playing music, so that's why I did the acoustic stuff just straight away. Just it's the quickest way I could write songs and play shows, so I just jumped on an acoustic guitar and never looked back, and this has been it. I mean, I've played in some hardcore punk bands as well along the way, as well as doing the Duck and Bungee stuff. But I mean, I just do this now. We've got a full band. We do it with drums, a violin, guitar. It's great. The idea was just to get out on the road and play as many shows as we can, as quickly as possible. And I've been doing it for a few years now. But those first shows were ropey, like the songs were terrible. And then it's just got better. It snowballed. It's just like, because the old band broke up, all I could do was, I've got to play shows now. It's like an addiction. Like, you just have to play them.
I am an open book you never read, and I am a padlocked door, never has a key. I'm a burnt out bridge, I'm a dirt road in a broken picket fence.
About a lot of sort of socio-economic problems, and a lot of it does come down to drink. A lot of it is drink related. I find it very interesting the stories that people have from alcohol, like the hardships to the addiction to the fun party times that people have. I think it's a drug that's so socially acceptable and a lot of people touch, and I think it breeds a lot of interesting topics and stories. So I'm quite fascinated by it. And I'm also a big Bukowski fan. And he writes about booze and women. I do like a lot of American literature, to be honest. But British writers I'm into. I mean, I'm a big fan of Dickens, like old Dickens, because he writes a lot about alcohol and down and outs, and I think it's really interesting. So that's that kind of side of literature fascinates me. The lower classes and the poverty-stricken and the hungry. I mean, I think they make for much better stories and they're much more compelling, I think.
Party on in the night, river lit by fireflies. We were drinking by the fire, taking drugs to keep us wired. We left for the night, and this is where our secrets are safe. Bowled up out of sight, the darkest wanna hold you. Bloodshot eyes will tell no lies. In that New York bed where we would lie,
where our secrets are safe, bold up out of sight. The darkest one of all. We'll be right back.
A lot of the problems for the young people is they've got nothing to do. You know, kids can't... very few of them can go to shows now. There's loads of over 18 shows. So kids can't go to music. They can't go and watch bands. They're knocking down skate parks. They've got nowhere to skate. They've got nothing to listen to. Nothing to do but hang around and drink in parks. And there's no inspiration for these young kids. You know, when I was growing up, we used to go and watch a band, or, you know, we'd practice skateboarding, and there was always a goal, there was always something to aim for. It's like, I want to be as good as that band, I want to be as good as him at skateboarding. And then, if that's taken away and you've got nothing to aim for, almost, I mean, it's going to cause a lot of just apathy, I think, and people lose their drive. Well, the more positive of my songs, anyway, a lot of them are quite depressing, but some of the more positive ones are about getting out there, you know, and about hooking up with your friends and making every second count. You're only on the planet for a certain amount of time. You've got to make those memories, and when you're old and looking back and going, wow, you know, remember when we came to Budapest and played a show? It's like, that's what I want everyone to have, you know. I want people to have those memories. So that's what I sing about.
I woke up on the wrong side of 25. I needed help. I passed out and felt the carpet on my cheek. I needed help. You showed up half cut in the afternoon. You needed help. We watched all our friends drink stolen booze. They needed help. We had the best dysfunctional friends that needed help. We would raise our cans into the air and drink to our hill. Shut down with noise complaints and gate crashes. That didn't help. We lived as destructively as we could. We didn't need your help.
Cheers.